here's a story from The World.
South Korea is trying to prevent another surge of COVID-19 cases from getting out of control. It's issuing a new round of restrictions limiting public movement. Popular after-school programs are now closed. Churches, restaurants, and the country's immensely popular coffee shops face new restrictions, too. Much to the dismay of many Koreans, caffeine consumers are now going to have to get their fix to go. Reporter Jason Strother has the story from Seoul.
Usually this place is packed during workday lunch hour, but not this week. Strips of yellow and black tape cordon off all the seats. Seoul is home to a seemingly infinite number of franchise coffee shops. They're enormously popular. But right now, they're only open for takeout beverages. In just the past month, South Korea has confirmed more than 5,000 new COVID-19 infections. That's a big spike, about 25% of all cases recorded since January. Now, health authorities hope that by limiting access to certain establishments like churches, gyms, karaoke parlors, and cafes, they'll be able to prevent an even bigger outbreak. Yoon Tae-ho, a health ministry official, says that if the virus can't be put under control by the end of this week, even tougher measures will have to be taken. Here he is speaking through an interpreter at a press briefing on Monday.
We believe that this week going forward is a very critical moment in determining whether we can flatten the curve or not in the future. And especially for the residents living in the metropolitan area, we ask you to practice a week of standstill and refrain from going outside and cancel your meetings and also minimize physical contact with others aside from your family members.
Coffee shops came under scrutiny earlier this month after dozens of customers at a big-name franchise caught the coronavirus. The news scared off some coffee lovers, like 38-year-old Kim Min-kyung, from going to any cafe. She says meeting colleagues and friends at coffee shops was a daily ritual until this week.
아주 잘하는 거라고 생각합니다. 왜냐하면 그동안 사람들이 좀...
I think it's a good idea to ban seating. People have let their guard down, especially at cafes. Everyone talks without wearing masks. These places are dangerous now.
Kim says she's going to play it safe and find cafes that deliver. South Korea is one of the world's biggest coffee importers. Industry data show there are more than 60,000 cafes nationwide, one of the country's most common types of small businesses. But because of that competition, many places weren't doing so well even before the pandemic. That's according to Lee Tae-ha, who runs a public relations firm in Seoul and follows the food service industry. He suspects that's why small cafes are exempt from the seating ban. They just have to close by 9 p.m.
They try to protect the small businesses. The franchise is a large business. They can, you know, resilient, you know, financially. But the small self-employed coffee shops, they can't.
But Lee says he's not sure if banning seating in big cafes while still allowing customers inside small coffee shops and bakeries makes public health sense.
If you go to bakery shop, there are so many people. they never expect people will move to bakery because bakery sell the coffee too. That's policymakers' blind spot.
Some small shop owners agree. The owner of my neighborhood cafe, who didn't want me to use his name, says he thinks the government's restrictions on franchises are just for show. He says they're not helping his business.
This is useless policy. We don't have money. I run money from the bank and then give the salary to my workers. Many people do that now.
At this point, he says, the government should just shut down everything for 2 or 3 weeks and hope that gets the virus under control. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
From PRX.